This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure and honor once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today I have this beautiful hadith about the five opportunities, five blessings that all of us enjoy, inshallah. So let us read the hadith in Arabic and translate and explain some of the beautiful meanings that we can derive from it. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل حرمك وصحتك قبل سقمك وغناك قبل فقرك وفراغك قبل شغلك وحياتك قبل موتك. الراوي عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما، المصدر الحاكم والبيهقي والمنذري. Sees the five before another five arrives. Your youth before old age creeps in. Make use of, seize your health before sickness comes. Seize the abundance, the wealth or richness you enjoy before poverty strikes. Make use of the leisure, free time before becoming preoccupied. Make use of your life before death visits. And the narrator once again is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and the source is Hakim, Baihaqi and Munziri and others. According to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet spoke these words while advising someone. And it is a valuable advice, not just for him, but for each and every one of us. This hadith stresses the importance of making use of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we lose them, before he takes them away from us. This world that we live in, dunya, is always changing. You know, nothing of it is transient and vanishing. Nothing of it can be taken for granted. Even as we enjoy many blessings now, we are also up against challenges, trials, and tribulations. Allah says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. You prefer the life of this world, even though the hereafter is better and more lasting or abiding. The hadith reminds us to seize the opportunities before we lose them, before Allah takes these blessings away from us. Allah has showered us with many blessings. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count, sit down to counting blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never finish counting them. In this tradition, the Prophet mentions five of such blessings. Number one, the youth before old age creeps in. The youth has energy, vigor, power that will diminish when we become old. When we are young, we have the stamina to be consistent with performance of the acts of worship. And we can do so with zeal, true spirit. And we can also, as young, we can dream big and achieve greater and greater goals. Allah says about the people of the cave, Ashab al-Kahf, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They were youths who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance, and we strengthened their hearts when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. The Prophet ﷺ was one of the greatest leaders the world has ever witnessed, and he was the greatest mentor of leaders in history. He came to the shepherds and nomads and mentored them to take on the leadership of the world. He motivated so many of the youth. Ali radiallahu anhu, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Usama radiallahu anhu, Majma'in, and many others. There are only few names. And of course, their example was followed by many others throughout Islamic history. To mention only two, Tariq ibn Ziyad, who conquered Spain, Andalusia, Muhammad ibn Qasim, who went to take conquer India. Only two examples. If we use our youthful vigor wisely, we will have no reason to regret later when we become old. Number two, use health before sickness creeping. A visit to the hospital would convince us of the blessing of how blessed we are. So we ought to use the health we enjoy as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good works before it is taken away from us. How often we find the sick people expressing remorse over the missed opportunities. Therefore, while we are healthy, we must never be slack in maximizing good works. Number three, abundance or richness. Wealth is a trust. We should use it wisely. We should also take care to invest it in our akhirah. Giving zakah and extra charities and setting up endowments from which we can reap dividends in the next world. Number four is leisure or free time. Al-Imam al-Shafi said, Al-Waqtu Sayfun Qati'un in lam taqta bihi qata'aka. Time is a two-edged sword. If you don't handle it correctly, it would cut us. In other words, if we use the time wisely, we benefit ourselves, we enrich ourselves. But if we waste it, we become losers. The Prophet reminds us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most people are cheated by them, or because of them, or in them. Health and free time. Reported by Bukhari. All of us have responsibilities and duties towards our family and work. We should never neglect them, our duties to our family, our duties in work, yes, yet we should manage our time in such a way that we free our time to increase our capital or investment in the next life. There are many who are free of concerns of family and work, and yet they spend their time on frivolities. Ironically, Muslims are notorious for wasting time. Hence the sad spectacle or state of the Muslim Ummah, as we lag behind other communities in many, many areas. Number five, lifetime. Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is He who created death and life to test you as to which of you is better in conduct. It is our only chance to get to Jannah. While we are alive, we have that opportunity to get to Jannah. If the life is taken away from us, we don't have any time, any opportunity, any chance. We only come here once. So unless we are careful, we will regret it when we are in the throes of death. Once we will plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi lawla akhartani ila ajalin qareeb. My Lord, if only you would delay me for a short while. Now, lessons that we ought to reflect learn from these beautiful hadiths, we want to think of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always and use them to save ourselves in the next world. Youthfulness is one of the greatest blessings. We should use it for great works, works that are presentable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While healthy, we should do more, lest we regret it later when we become sick. When we are rich, we should use our wealth to invest in our akhirah. We cannot afford to waste our time. It is a treasure. We should use our free time wisely. Life is the only capital we have to purchase our abode in the next world. So we cannot afford to squander our life on frivolities. If we do so, we will only regret it in our deathbed and in akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the wisdom to use His blessings to seek His pleasure. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.